My name is Ray. I'm from Bellingham, and I'm studying to be a hairdresser, and this is where I sleep.
My name is Liam, and these are my sons, Mason and Tyler, and this is where we sleep.
My name is Gail Avery. I'm 76 years old. I'm blind, and this is where I sleep in the park.
That's a clip from a video that shows homeless people in Seattle showing where they sleep at night. Eddie Wang is joining us in the studio right now. He's part of a team project called Sleepless in Seattle. Seattle Gives Back. In fact, I guess the founder of this project. Eddie, it's great to have you in studio with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so Sleepless in Seattle is an initiative by the people of Seattle and King County for the people, specifically for the homeless on the streets. We're looking to essentially raise money to purchase sleeping bags and distribute them to every single homeless person in the county, which is about 3,100.
You know, the clip that we listened to in the introduction to you, I watched that video, which is on YouTube, I believe. It's so powerful. Tell me about making that video and some of the people that you came across.
Yeah. So first off, I want to thank Gloria Louie. She was the videographer behind this. And basically, we just went around the city of Seattle and just looked for people, which, you know, it's not hard to find homeless people in Seattle, and got to hear some of the stories. And so it was powerful. I mean, there was a man with two kids. One was 10 months old and one was 2 years old.
Yeah.
And they're just on the streets by the University of Washington. Not something you see every day.
Yeah, and it's for, I think for a lot of people, when they think of homelessness, they think people are there because they're drug addicts or they're alcoholics or whatever, but it runs the gamut.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's, you know, what's powerful is when you find the stories behind the faces, because each and every single one of these people has, you know, a beautiful story, and it's so different than my own. It's, you know, one man, he'd gone through 20 foster home placements by the time he was 18. And, you know, how can you not be homeless with that kind of background?
All right, so the goal, I guess, is to get about 3,000 sleeping bags?
Yeah, so it's about 75,000 we're looking to raise, and we launched 2 days ago and have raised 5,000, and so we're, between now and Thanksgiving, we're looking to raise the other 70,000.
What about corporations locally stepping in and helping out? Are you getting any positive feedback in that regard?
We have Columbia Sportswear has donated 200 hats, which is cool, but we're definitely looking for corporate sponsors who are willing to come alongside this initiative and say that they care about Seattle.
So through what mechanism are you raising money? Do you have a Kickstarter set up or something like that?
Yeah, so we're using a crowdsourcing platform called Indiegogo. So it's
heard of it?
So essentially what that means is it allows anyone to give online, and it pools into one fund. And so you can think of this as kind of like a holiday gift by the people of Seattle and King County for the people. So all the money goes into that one place, and from there we're able to buy sleeping bags at discount rates, with higher volumes, and then distribute that through a collection of nonprofit partnerships we have, as well as a big give distribution day.
All right. Now, in your best case scenario, when are you actually going to be able to put sleeping bags in the hands of the homeless people here in Seattle? And obviously, we're every day getting closer and closer to winter and cooler temperatures, and it becomes more important.
Yeah. So we've planned Saturday, December 13th as our big give day, where we have Serve Seattle, a local organization, who are going to essentially train a group of 200-plus volunteers. And we're going to just basically go out all throughout the city and the county and just meet as many people as we can. And aside from that, we're also partnering with nonprofits to distribute the bags directly to them so that they can meet, the needs of those that we can't find on that night.
So where can people find out more? How do they find you on Indiegogo? How does that work?
So the best way to find us would just be go directly to sleeplessinseattle.org.
Okay.
And from there, you can see the video, and you'll find a link to the Indiegogo donation page.
This is a really simple, really beautiful thing. What drove you to do this?
Yeah, so, I graduated from the University of Washington in 2013, and while I was there, I was just struck by the dichotomy between a prestigious academic institution, alongside, so much essentially homelessness there. And so just essentially reconciling that, I had a lot of time to get to meet the people in the streets and really get to know them and hear their stories. And I just want to share this experience with a lot more people.
Bless your
it's
heart,
great work.
Eddie.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
Great job,
okay.
Eddie.
Everybody can pitch in, make a huge difference. It's a really simple thing, but it's super important. Eddie Wang, thank you. Sleeplessinseattle.org.